together now tonight. I've reviewed the tape from last time, and the whole lowering of dynamic didn't really work. He made the piece sound like it was coming to an end. I sent a copy off to the composer. He agreed, so we're going to try doing this at lower dynamic level. And I don't think lower dynamic except for the tune, part six, and you still get to play loud.
Okay.
Right? So other than those two things, the part sixes and the your quarter notes, everything else should be a little softer in dynamic. So here we go, I'm going to start from the top. I'll give you three beats. Now you have to go by tempo, please. You're a little too fast. One, two, three. So it's like, you know, the stuff has very little development. So it's basically the things begin and end by turning the volume up and turning the volume down. That's how it works, I think. So even at the very beginning, the ones, let's make sure you're soft. Right? Soft. All right, and so then when you enter Anthony with your eighth notes, it should be softer. And then it should rise up to meet their dynamic.
Actually,
after
you know what I have? I have this. Coming up a little bit and coming back down again. But
No, I think that's actually...
Oh, it's continuing.
It's continuing,
I get you.
Yeah?
Okay, I get you. So that's piano. That's right.
So I guess actually it would be after 8 bars, you would match their dynamic.
Right.
Okay, so here we go. Then the sixes are going to have a problem when they enter, and so are
that's
the eights.
That's when the twos come in, or when the...
Well, eventually, you know, the eights come in first, forte, but then the sixes have the twos. So
fours
if we keep pushing...
Fours come in 32, is that right?
No. Part eight comes in, yes, at 32.
Okay.
Part eight comes in on the third beat of 32. But again, don't push. So once you've done your 8 bars of getting louder, then you cap it. Here we go. Again, top. 1, 2. See if you can start that even softer. And I want you to be extra careful of your open B string, as I heard it fall. Bomb. Because the B string open loud is louder. So be careful not to make it smooth. Thank you. When you crescendo, it got a little too loud.
Okay.
It got a little too loud.
Okay.
So the ones were sort of buried in the, I think that pushed the,
okay,
the volume of the ensemble beyond what we can handle to keep balance. So once more. That was really nice that time. Do it like that from beyond four, without exception. Exact same thing, but now let's keep the eighth notes together. And I'm wondering if who's playing part two? Can we
switch your room?
Yeah.
Switch, right? So you're next to the other people playing eighth notes.
Seven.
Yeah, so let's have Marissa and Anthony, and then the back row. Yeah.
They didn't show up. My fault. 1, 2, 3.
Andrew. One, two, and. Strong and in time. Go one, two, and three, and one, second one, and it was all like rhythmically flaccid again. It was like, first one was like, pop, 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 and then, blah, blah, I don't know what happened next. So all of them, I just really, really subdivide. 29, here we go.
She can't rush the eighth notes.
Okay. 29, here we go. What? Hearing your entrance clearly and loud. I heard you the second time with your harmonics. I didn't hear you with the first. You're like, oh, what is it? Oh, now here it is, right? So let's make sure we have that sort of forwardness on the first time through. 97. part changes. There you go, 109. Hang out in that spot that shouldn't be there. I was looking for the piano. There it is. I was just going to play a random tone on the piano so I could join you.
So, just a question.
Yes.
We change. Do we also come in piano at that point? Or is it just a change?
No, no, it's.
Sorry, change.
Yeah. It's just different pitches, dynamic is the same. This is minimal music, and minimal music by definition progresses minimally, so it's unlikely to change more than one element at a time.
Right.
It's unlikely to change more than one element. So here basically we've changed the key.
Mm-hmm.
Harmonic change. Alright, so let's do one right on 113, please. D major. No G sharps, no C naturals. Got it? Let's see. One, two, and. Okay, part one, please. Just one, ones and twos. I want to hear just ones and twos. Ones and twos. Ready? Ones and twos, and play. Pick up into 113. Ba ba bum. Oh, ready? One, two. Next time, that section especially. let's go on to Corelli. Mr. Corelli.
So do you want us to stay to this position?
Here we go. I'll get one beat and then you play on number two. Alright, let's do it with repeats.
115.
Alright, our starting dynamic is what? Starting dynamic? Forte.
It is
forte. Let's try it. It's under tempo, but that's good for now. So, pump, 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 pump. Ready? One. We're going to start off on the second beat of 161, right where it's piano. Right?
Second beat.
Right? So I'll give you one, and then we're going to go slower here. I'm going to practice it slower. One and. Okay, track it faster on your eighth notes, right? You're starting to speed up on the eighth notes. 161. Second beat of 161. Stop a few places and do a few things. Here go 161 once more. One. Second note you have in measure 164 should be accented. 166, guitar twos, let's accent your first note. It's a D, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Everyone, downbeat of 167. Accent. Guitars 2 and 4, 168. Accent on the downbeat. Everyone, accents on the downbeat. Except for guitar one, everyone, accent on your downbeat. Guitars one, you'll put an accent on your second note, the A.
I'm sorry, what was that again?
172. Measures 174, 75, and 76. Everyone put an accent on your downbeats, except for guitar one at 176, right? It'll be again your high A. Of the G sharp. It'll be the A that has the hours. One. Ones on 158. Your A. And then on your, it's the same phrase as the beginning, right? So again on the high D. Guitar two, on your high D, the third note that you play. The very next bar on your high A. And then you'll do the same two pitches in the next phrase. It's a repeat of the phrase, the same two pitches, the D. And then the A. Guitars 3 and 4. 156. The third note that you play. The third note that you play should be accented. Then do the same thing in the next phrase. The third note should be accented. Guitars four alone, accents on the downbeat of 162 and 163. 162 first beat and 163 first beat. All right, let's start top. The very beginning, yes, 153. Top of the movement, 153. One and. So, that's all this. Bum, 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 bum. Now, your third note has the stress. Thank you. much. Alright, we gotta get the rhythm under control. Let's do it again. 1, 5, 3, top of the Allegro movement. Top of the Allegro movement. So, just like they had to count, you know, subdivide the whole time when they're playing those bum bum bum. One, and I think you should be doing the same thing, especially like at 159, 160. Like you're playing bum 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 bum, but you're thinking bum 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 bum. You know, think the speed of the eighth notes as you're playing in advance. So let's do it again. One and. Stand so that your music stand and you can see me right above your music stand. So, like, you're sort of totally oriented this way, and here's the thing, twist here. Right. So, even if you're facing more towards Milton, I'd rather you, so that way you can see me above your music stand. Bum, 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 bum. one hand. Stress. Tunes. Freeze. Resolution to the harmony here. Alright, so this one needs to be less, right? So bum 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 and then easy. Alright, so that's what we're gonna do now.
So in 156 53, that first D that we begin is not accented.
It is not accented.
That's what I thought.
It is not accented. We're doing that first phrase and making sure that we resolve on that first cadence. You know? One and two. But I think this is still part of the same phrase. It's,
yeah.
it's like singing. A lot of this Baroque stuff, you know, Bach, when he studied the guys who came before him were all modal composers, and these modal composers were writing vocal music. And one of the things that we know about Renaissance phrasing, not that we ever heard this stuff, because, you know, they were way dead before we were ever born, but is when you sing, as you run out of air, what happens to your volume?
Yeah.
It decreases, right? And so the one of the things they believe about Renaissance phrasing is that the beginnings of the lines are louder with all this imitation. Like they have like a, how's that famous one go? Ave Maria, Ave. So when you have a lot of air, Ave Maria, and then the next voice is coming, Ave Maria, then the next people sing an octave up, and I can't do that. But each time you always hear the beginning of the line, and then they sort of like fade. And I think this is, instruments are still sort of following vocal melodies at this point, Corelli. Like they're still sort of following these vocal trends. It isn't until the late Baroque where you actually have it going the other way after they invent the violin. Now you have things like Handel, where the voice now follows the instruments, and you get rejoice, 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 greatly rejoice. And then at that point it switches, and now the voices are following the instruments. But at this time I think the instruments are still following this sort of general trend of vocal phrasing. And if you imagine if you sing this, I don't think anyone would ever sing bottom bottom beat up bum 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 bum. It's just an unnatural thing to do with the voice. So think of it more like vocal. Right, they're still very much singable here, even though we have these instrumental things happening. Here we go. Same thing, resolution. One. Okay, great. Now, when we start the second phrase, it should start just like the first one starts, right? So, bum bum, bum 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 bum. Right, here we go. Mezzo forte, so let's make it a real piano. 169, we'll start on the second beat. Ba-dum, ba-dum, be-dum.
That's forte.
That is forte. Mm-hmm. Here we go, so 169, second beat. One, two. Stress. Soft. Not too much, too much one. Again, 169. One, and two. With the repeats. One. Stress. Stress. Resolve. No, 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 no. 153. One. next section. Let me check the time. Who's got the time?
So 22.
29?
8:40.
8:40. Okay. 179? So 179, 180, 181, 182, 183, 184, 185, 186, 187, 188, 189, all of those have accents on the first beat. So 180 through 189, accent first beats. The next accent will be 194 for guitars 1 and 2. Guitars 1 and 2 alone in 194 on the and of 1. Your F in guitar 1, and the A flat in guitar 2. The next accent you should have is 197 for guitars 1 and 2 alone. Same metrical position, the and of the first beat. So G in guitar 1, B flat in guitar 2. Guitars 1 and 2, same thing at measure 200. Alright, let's just make a goal to get to there for now.
Good goal.
179, starting piano. Starting piano. Did we go through dynamics on this last one?
Yeah.
Okay. 179, starting piano. Ready? One, two, two. Contrasts and dynamic. Second beat is loud, 186 soft, 187 second beat loud, 188 soft. second beat soft, 189 second beat loud.
Right.
So Jason, I've got written down there that we've got an accent on the first beat.
Yes.
There, that's correct.
That is still correct. Let's do 183.
83.
183. Yeah. Second beat of 183 is where we'll start. Second beat of 183. Here we go. Pum 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 pum. 183. One and two. Loud. First note, that first note of the soft has to be soft. You can't like sort of sneak into the soft, because then it's just a, because if you go ba 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 ba, and then it's just a decrescendo. It's no longer a contra.
So it can be
ba 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 ba. The third note. Let's do it again. 183. 1 and 2. Strong. Soft. Loud. Soft. Do it again. Let's do it again. That was better. That was better. 183. 1 and 2. This section. 179? 179? Here we go. One. Loud. Together, because these people over here need to be listening to the steady stream of eighths so they can place their quarters and halves appropriately. So let's do this again. 191. Ta 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 go and ta 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 ta. And ta 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 ta. plus two, threes, and fours. Here we go.
91.
191. One, two, and start. Just two things. Ready, and start, and cut. So now we need to see. The sound has to stop together. 191 again. Ready, and go, and play, and stop, and play, and stop, and play, and stop, and loud stress. Okay, now, bum, especially twos, your A flat. Bum, 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 bum. Right, that note's very important, right? 191 again. One, and two, and one, and off, and two, and off, and one, and off, and stress. Good, I didn't show it, now let's do it again. It's piano, and then that part 194 is forte. Ready, ready, go, and one, and soft. Shh, soft, and soft, and soft. Loud. Threes and fours, ready? One and two and strong. Let's do it even stronger. One and go. Strong. One last time, same group. Ready, and bump, and... Okay, and fours, you're playing, let's see. You're playing the D string open. Like, I'm hearing it more than the G and the F below it. So maybe you can get that just more on the low G and F. Bum, bum. That's what I need to hear. I need to hear like the bum, 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 bum. Let's try once more. At on your third bar, the third bar we were just practicing. Let's try it again. Same thing. One and one. Okay, remember, so now I can hit the low notes, but I lost the high ones. So not less on the high one, just more on the low. Ready? Ready, and. No, it's strong, yeah? Ready, strong, and. There we go. Oh, one and two and ones, twos, ones, twos, ones, twos, ones. I don't really hear any ones. So you're playing the exact same note. It's like bum, 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 bum.
Right.
It's like this echo thing happening. 215. 215. One, two, and one, ones, twos. And it's hocket, right? It's hocketing, which means it's twos, ones, but you don't bring over one another, right? You have rests written, right? So let's do it again. Ready? One and two and one. Thank you. understand only your second note and your third note in that bar right now as we rehearse. Because you have bum 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 bee dum bum 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 bum. Right? This line that you have is bum bum. That's the beginning of the next phrase. So the first note in your bar is the end of the previous phrase, and that's loud. But then immediately soft. Bum 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 bum. Okay, so let's have ones and twos. Alright, ones and twos at 209.
I'm going to start on the A.
You're starting on your A. Yes? And twos, leave off your C sharp and you'll start on your A as well. Okay, here we go. 209. Here we go. One and two. I'll give you a whole bar. One and two and boom. Okay, so same thing. You hear how it goes back and forth? Boom, boom. So now you have to match volume. Ready? Soft, soft, soft. One and two and okay, now you do it bum 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 bum. You do it twice soft and then
twice loud.
Twice loud.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go. One and two and soft, 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 soft. Okay, now we can have the rest of y'all now. 209. 209 to the end. Okay. One and soft. On that line, really aggressive. 209. Ready? One, two.
All right, I thought I could walk on.